Notice in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 8. And again, this is speaking of Lot. For sake of time, I'll not go through the context, but I encourage you to do that. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 8, it says, "For by what he saw and heard, that righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day with their lawless deeds." Why are you still there, Lot? Lot is called a righteous man. And so, you know, again, I don't want us to think that we're beating down Lot. He's a righteous man. But he's allowed himself, and he may not have involved himself in these sins, but he's allowed himself to become used to sin so much that he doesn't want to leave this place. Which makes 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, I know that says 58, but it should say 33, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, "So true that evil communications corrupt good morals." And so he's planted himself in this place and has gotten so used to this sin that he wants to stay there. The question for us is, have we gotten so used to sin that we don't even think about it anymore? I've had people tell me when they've watched movies or read books, "Oh, that doesn't even bother me." Oh, yes, it does. Or it should. If it doesn't bother you, it should. Oh, I can watch that sin happen, but I'm not committing that sin. That's exactly what Lot was doing. And notice what Peter says about that. He felt his righteous soul being tormented day after day, because of their, not because of his lawless deeds, because of their lawless deeds. He was around it all the time. And he apparently got so used to it that he was okay staying in this place that God did not want him to be. And think about the example that he had of his uncle at over 70 years old, being asked to move and uproot his family and go to a place that God wanted him to go. And so Abram picks up and moves. Anybody who's 70 years or older, are you set in your ways? Do you kind of like, you know, how things are going, and you pretty much know your routine, and you like your routine, and you would like to keep your routine? I'm 41, and I like mine, and it's about to get a rude awakening, but we'll deal with it. I'm pretty set sometimes. I know the things that I like to do, and but he has an example of his uncle that just said, "Okay, Lord, show me where you want me to go." And he went. But Lot is struggling doing this right now. Maybe for this moment, it is where Lot's treasure is. It's where his heart seems to be. It's where his wife's heart seems to be. And so at least for this moment, again, I don't want to talk poorly about Lot. He was a righteous man. We're told that. But at least for this moment, it seems that his treasure, his heart, is somewhere else. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 20, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal." He lacked the faith to move, even though he has the example of his uncle in Genesis chapter 12, in those first four verses. And the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country, from your relatives, from your father's house, to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." Stop there for just a moment and understand that the situation in which Abram is in is not the situation that Lot is in. Abraham's situation is not dire. Lot's is. Abraham is saying, or God is telling Abraham, "Listen, I want to make of you a great nation. I'm going to bless all the nations of the earth through you." He's telling Lot, "You need to get out of here because I'm about to destroy this city." Who should have, you know, more motivation to go? But yet, verse 4, "So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him." Now, Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Wow. Without question, he just says, "Okay." Take me where you want me to go. Make that great nation. We need to be the examples that we need to be or should be for others. So when other people see us being strong, it can encourage them to be strong as well. This is what Abram really should have been for Lot. Lot should have said, you know what? My uncle did this. God asked him to leave, and he left immediately. Left everything, left his home, left everything that he knew. To go to a place to be, not to inherit the land, but just so God could show it to him so that his descendants could inherit it later. Abram lived as a sojourner in the land of promise. But he wasn't worried about that. Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that those heroes of faith, he says he was waiting for a different city. Another city, a city whose builder and maker is God. And so he wasn't worried that he was going to be a sojourner in this other place. That eventually they were going to end up in Egypt so that God could make a great nation of them, and then they were going to come back. He wasn't worried about all that. He just went where God told him to go. What an example that is for Lot, even if Lot doesn't use it. We need to be those kind of examples, and we need to be the people that can follow those good examples in front of us. So the question for us tonight, as it always applies, is do we linger? How many people have made this world their home? Like all of the people in the days of Noah, like all of the people in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, they made this world their home and all the things that go with this world. Their minds in the days of Noah were continually on sin. The minds of those people in Sodom and Gomorrah were continually on sin. As Christians, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20 tells